Not one, not two, but 101 Dalmatians. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. It's hard to spot one cute black and white puppy without picturing the other 98. But what if proud doggy parents Pongo and Perdita couldn't have babies? Sadly, infertility is a struggle for many couples who want children. Monica LaRonda and her colleagues at Northwestern University hope to help solve that problem. They're starting on women who have damaged ovaries. The researchers sought to replace damaged ovaries with man-made ones. First, they wove a skeleton of the organ shape using 3D printers. Then they combined the skeleton with donated ovary tissue. These artificial, fully functional ovaries were implanted into mama mice that were missing them. The result? Baby mice, and lots of them. Even better, one of the babies grew up to become a dad, making a mama mouse one proud grandma. LaRonda's work could pave the way for fully functional prosthetic ovaries in humans, allowing many women the possibility of motherhood with a touch of science. As for escaping Cruella de Vil, more research, or at least a faster jalopy, is needed.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.